Hello, this is Philip Enfall, and today I'm going to review a game for you from the VPC program software division called Treasure Hunt. And in this game, you are from FBI, and your task is to walk around in a laboratory and stop James Brutus, the owner of the laboratory, from performing some ill experiment with a mouse. And he's cloning with a cloning machine, and he has cloned some kind of monster mouse. And a quick note before we start, since English isn't my original language, I hope you can forgive me if I say something wrong or something during the review, because I'm Swedish. Well, I guess we can load up the game in a couple of seconds. I'll just describe to you a bit how it works. You move around with the arrow keys, of course, and you fire your current weapon with the space bar. There's a multi-weapon system in this game, and you toggle between your weapons by using the number row on your keyboard. And for example, number 1 is your gun, number 2 is your sword, and number 3 is your poison needle. I'll describe more how the different weapons works as we use them. Well, I'll load up the game now, and first we'll hear the BPC Programs Software Division logo, and then we'll hear a storyline, the intro for the game, but we'll skip it because it's quite long, and I want to start playing, so I press enter to start the game.
BPC Programs SD. Welcome.
Thank you.
Loading.
I'm welcome.
Please wait.
Press space or enter to continue.
Alright, it has loaded up the game, and we can jump over the storyline now by pressing the space bar.
Use the up and down or left and right arrow keys to move through the menu and press enter to select an option. Start new game.
Alright, here we are in the main menu, and we have start game as you heard.
Load save game. Save game. Learn game sounds.
I'm using my down arrow key.
Registration. Exit game. Start new game.
Yeah, we're going to go for start game, so I press enter.
Use the up and down or left and right arrow keys to move through the menu and press enter to select an option. Easy.
Here's difficulty levels. We have
easy, moderate, moderately impossible, impossible.
But I'm going to go for
easy.
And I'll press enter. And when the game is started, we will hear a short intro scene, but we'll skip that as well because you'll hear it if you download the game. By the way, if I haven't said it, I'll give you the address to the website in the end, of course, and I'll press enter.
Loading, please wait.
Treasure Hunt version 4, copyrighted 2002-2004 by Munawar Bajani and the BPC Programs Software Division. This game was written by Munawar Bajani. Sounds produced by Philip Menfall. Music composed by Kelly Saperja. Press space or enter to continue.
I'll press enter.
Oh, this is scary. Where's Munawar?
Here's the dialogue. I'll skip it. And here we go. We are now in a corridor, in a dark corridor. And it is a north-south corridor. And we have one door in front of us. And here's a guard. And I can walk to him by using my arrow keys. And when I'm ready to fire at him, I'll hear a beeping noise. And there are many guards, so I'll have to kill them. Using my right arrow key, and no, there was no guard there, so here it was. When you hear that beeping noise, you can fire. And now I'll demonstrate to you that you can look ahead, and you can look to any of the four directions. To do that, you hold down the shift key and press one of the arrow keys. I'll look to my left.
A patrol car 1 feet.
All right, I have a patrol car right to my left, now I'll go and kill him. And here's a door, and I can open it by pressing enter. It is my audience, my equipment that detects a door, and then it beeps like that. And I press enter to open the door. You hear the door open, and now you hear the wind howling through the passageway. I'll just go and kill that guard. And I'll go through the door and close it. And there was a guard there, so I'll close it on the guard. Well, I was hurt as well. How much health do I have? I'll press H to hear that.
366.
Well, that's not too bad. And I'm looking here. Here's a guard. Oh, I'm ambushed. No. I'm running in this northeast corridor. My first goal is first to get the master key. And that master key, a guard has it. And he is in a corridor. that I won't tell you because you have to find out yourself. And we passed a passage. I guess it's a door which a guard has opened. You hear, if you listen carefully, you hear the wind howling through the passage to the right. And I'll close the door. Yes, and we go on. And here's guard. I kill him. Kill him as well. Get out of my way! I didn't ask for you. Oh, one of them. They are troubling me. They're making trouble. And here is a passage, a door. I'll go through it and close it. And you hear the door close to the left, and I'll go through the corridor. And now I'll look and try to find a patrol guard holding a master key, and he is the one that I'm going to kill.
A patrol guard, 18 feet.
No, not him.
A patrol guard, 19 feet. Nothing. The wall.
Where can he be? I'll try to find him.
A patrol guard, 10. The wall, 5. A patrol guard, 1.
That key should be the one to the weaponry and the panel.
Yay, I shot him. There's another one. Now I have the master key, and now I can lock and unlock doors. And to do that, I use shift and the enter key. And that's quite useful, because if you lock the door, the guard can come through it, and you are, like, safe there. And, I'm killing guards here. Oh, my ammunition. I have no more ammunition for my gun. I can press A to hear my ammunition.
Zero.
Zero. Oh, how dare you. I'll buy some more ammunition. And, I can buy cartridges or ammunition, and one cartridge. Oh, I'll use my sword to kill this one. I press 2 on my arrow to access my sword, and I have something called
poison needles.
Poison needles, and those needles are quite useful because if you're standing south to a guard, you can throw a needle at him, you can stand in 10 feet I think, and if you throw a poison needle on him, and it hits him, he will die after a couple of seconds because he's poisoned, of course. And naturally, if you throw more than one at him, he will die more quickly because he does more poison. Oh, here's one. Oh, I use my poison needles because I cannot use them when I'm at the sector. So I'll buy some more ammunition for my poison needles because I want to demonstrate them to you.
My ammunition.
I'll buy
the amount of ammunition you wish to buy. All you buy 5 units of ammunition.
Right. And we have to find a guard first to use them on. Oh, here we have one. I'm throwing poison needles at them. And I'm running away, and you will die shortly. There, you hear that scream in the distance.
Sword.
I'm using my sword to battle off these idiots. I'm running the corridor downstairs. Down, of course. And I'm going through a door to the right. I'm closing it. And now I'll lock it so the guards can't come after me. Because the guards can also open doors, of course. And I'm killing some guards and more guards here. Oh, where are they? Here is one. Yeah, and I think I'll buy some more ammunition for my gun because it's a better weapon.
Gun. Buy ammunition. Enter the amount of ammunition you wish to buy. All ammunition is priced
and
at
I'll
5
buy,
points per unit. When you are finished typing,
15 if I have enough points.
Cancel exit is not new. 5, 15 units of
ammunition. I had. And then how many points have I got left?
47.
I can buy some more, I think. But I won't at the moment. I'm running here. When you hear that beeping noise, I told you can fire the guard. I'm running through this east-west corridor. Now I'm going to try to find the weaponry where you can find some more useful weapons than those three that I've demonstrated to you. And I'm just now I'm navigating through the corridors. And I won't tell you where I'm going because then you can just listen to this review and know exactly where to go to find the weapon. So I'm not telling you. I'm going on here. Oh, here was a passage. I didn't hear it. Can I close the door? Yes, I lock it. I'm kind of lost. I don't know where I am. I don't really know where I am. No, I don't. I lost the way. I went the wrong way, I think. I'm running in an east-west corridor at the moment. Right to the east. Oh. Dang. I'm trying to find the way. I'm sorry, listeners, but I'm kind of lost. Not in the head, though, but in the game. Where is the exit? Come on. Give me an exit. No, I don't want to go back. I'm running really fast, as you can hear, because I don't want to waste too much time in this stupid corridor. Where am I? I think it did end. I'll try another way. Oh! Wasn't there something there? No. I'm kind of lost in the game. Where am I going? Oh. There are a lot of guards here. I want to run away from them because I don't want to get killed. Come on. Oh, here's a passage. I can run on. Oh. Maybe I'll not find the weaponry at all. I don't know. Where am I? Oh, I think I found the weaponry. Yeah, I think it is. And I'll unlock this door. But first, let me demonstrate to you, or tell you, rather. Oh. Let me first tell you what weapons you can find in this room. Please, guards, I'm trying to describe to the listeners what you can do in the weaponry, so I don't want to fight against you at the moment, thank you. Well, in the weaponry, you can find four different weapons, and they are in the different corners of the room. You can find a laser gun, which is a very useful weapon, and you can also find a remote-controlled missile launcher. And that one, you can throw out a missile and control it, but you're still standing on the ground, but you can control the missile to make it fly where you want to fly, and you can press the space bar to drop it at something. You can blow up walls, for example, and guards. That's the most wonderful thing we can do with a missile. Blow up guards. Yay. I just love when the guard hit, when the missile hit a guard straight in the head. Yay. And as well, you have to use the missile in different parts of your mission. For example, you have to blow up the mind control center, which I will demonstrate to you shortly. But first I'll have to go into this room and get the weapons. And also, you can find a bullet reflector shield generator, and it is very useful, because if you're in a dangerous situation with many guards around you, you can use it, and when you use it, you get a shield around you, so no bullets can hit you from the guards, so you're quite... nothing can hurt you. And that's pretty useful. And the last weapon, it's the one I like most, it is called... what is it called? Oh, the Mental Capacity Breacher. Yeah, it was. And that one, it is like a gun, but it doesn't work like a gun. If you hit a guard with it, you have to be south, not more than 10 feet south of the guard to hit it with a Mental Capacity Breacher. And if you hit it with that weapon, you can gain access to the guard's mind for 60 seconds. And control him wherever you want, and you can use a guard as your assistant, therefore. And that's very good, because you can like run around with a guard and help the player out of dangerous situations without getting hurt, because you are controlling a guard, and the other guard doesn't expect an attack from their friend, so they don't shoot you, so you can just run around and don't be shot at. So that's very useful. And there is also a function to return to the player's to press R. If you are controlling a guard, you can press R.
Luna War, take note that the supply room has been destocked.
Oh, now the supply room is full of health packs. I haven't told you about the supply room, but I'll do that later. Where were I? The Mental Compassory Breacher. Yes, if you press R when you're controlling a guard, you return to the player's sector and can defend him to any attacking other guards. And after 60 seconds, when the time has expired, the guard died. So let me go into the weaponry and try to collect those weapons that I've described to you. There are a lot of guards in this room, so I have to be careful. They will die. You know what I'll do? I think I'll save a game here, so I'm just sure.
Save game. Enter a slot number from 1 to 3. This will be the slot from which you may later load your game. When you are finished typing, press enter. Press escape to cancel or exit this mode.
Now I'm going to perform step to save, and that's very hard for the computer, for the processor, so maybe this recording will crack up sometime, but I'm saving at slot 3.
Saving, we wait.
No, it works pretty fine. It is saving at the moment, so it takes a while because it saves the enemies as well.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Yeah, and now I'll lock the door to the weaponry and enter the battle. And I'll go through the door and...
That appears to be the weaponry. The weapons are in the corners of the room.
Yeah, that's my TSS, my communication system, which they at FBI tell me what to do. And I'll close the door to the weaponry and unlock it. We go and run first to the west.
Oh damn!
I got the weapons, I'll run away from here. Because I don't have much health, and I'm going to try. The weapon I got was
bulletproof laser shield generator.
Yes.
Gun.
And now I got
remote control missile launcher.
And I'm gonna run to the northeast corner of the room and try to get that weapon. It is
a patrol car 3.
No.
A mental capacity breacher 6 feet.
I got it, so now I'm gonna get the last weapon, the laser gun. And we will use the laser gun in the future. Here we go. Oh, laser gun. I got you all, stupid guards. And you too. Now I'm gonna cheat to go into the room where the control panel is. I have to go to the control panel and enter a code to get valid authorization to the chest. So I'm gonna use my remote control missile launcher to blow up the wall and try to come to the control panel room. So I'll just throw it away and it'll start going north. And I have a wall to my north, so I'll blow up the wall. Now I'm running here. Oh, there are a lot of guards here as well. Come on. Alright. Here we go. I'm running to the east. I'm in a kind of open room now. But it's not the panel room though, because if I came to the panel room, it would notify me about that. I've reached the wall and I'm gonna continue to run north. Here we go. Yeah, and we'll blow up that wall as well. Another wall to blow up. Oh, where is the panel room? Oh, I don't have any more ammunition. I'll buy some ammunition.
Buy ammunition. Enter the amount.
I think I'll buy
ammunition.
Five
units of ammunition.
Thank you, and I'll blow up this wall as well. I like to blow up walls. Yeah, and there's another wall for me to blow up.
That looks like the panel room. The control panel should be in the northeast corner.
Right, and I'm running towards the control panel. But before I enter the code, I'll put a bullet reflector shield around me because an ambush may occur in the control panel when you've typed in something.
Nothing.
And I'm looking ahead of me to see where the control panel
Nothing.
Is. So I will enter the code: kill all, die all.
When you are finished,
I'll press escape and use the bullet reflector shield generator. I'll go and enter the code.
May begin typing.
Kill all.
Finish typing. Press enter. Press escape. Then cancel or exit this mode.
Here we go.
Good work. Now take care of the mind control center.
Oh, damn it. Please go. No.
The control panel, 1 feet.
Right, here we go. How much health do I have?
122.
Now, you know what? To be able to demonstrate this whole game for you, I think I will use a cheat to get unlimited health and unlimited ammunition, because I won't tell you the cheat codes though, but I have them, so I will use it, and then I will be able to run around without getting hurt, and that's very useful, just to be able to demonstrate everything to you, because I don't want to die in the middle of the game. So go and enter the cheat code.
Control panel, enter cheat. When you are finished typing, press enter, press escape to cancel or exit this mode.
And now press enter. And the cheat code is activated. I have unlimited health now. And I think I'll get unlimited ammo as well.
Control panel, enter cheat. When you are finished typing, press enter, press escape to cancel or exit this mode.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'll, in the future, I'll use my
laser gun.
Here we go. I'm gonna get out of here, because now, oh, by the way, my next goal is to blow up the mind control center, as he said. Excellent work. Now take care of the mind control center, you know that. And I'm gonna do that, so I'll press R to return to my start position, because then I'm closer to the mind control center. Now I'm back at start position. Now, oh. Hey, it was two guards there.
The wall. 1 feet.
Now I'll try to get down. I'm not blowing up any more walls though. I like to do it, but I cannot do it too much in a review. Alright, I think I'll have to do it anyway, because I cannot find the door. There was many guards.
Bulletproof remote metal remote control missile launcher.
And I'll use remote control missile launcher to blow it up, and the wall is to south, so I'll change its location by using the right arrow key. No, it blew up the wall to the east. It wasn't supposed to. I'll use it quickly.
South.
South. Come on then. Thank you.
Mike, 3 feet.
Well now, as you heard, it said
minefield. 1 feet.
Minefield. And that is very, very dangerous, because if you step on a minefield, you die immediately. So what I'll do now is I'll try to locate the mind control center. And to do that, I'll send up a missile and turn it south, because I know that the mind control center is to myself. So I'll send up a missile.
South.
And turn south, and I'll press T to hear the location of the mind control center.
The mind control center is to the southeast.
Southeast, so let it go south, and I'll speed it up a bit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0.
Come on then.
1, 0.
Yeah, here we go. It goes a bit faster now. And I'll turn to the east.
West.
No,
southeast.
No, east. Thank you. Here we go, east.
1, 2, 3.
I'll check.
The mind control center is to the northeast.
Oh,
north. 0. South. East. North. East. 1. The mind control center is to the northeast. North.
I'll continue to move it north to get the mind control center to be exactly at the east.
The mind control center
to
is to the southeast.
Southeast.
Oh. West. South.
You're shooting at me.
East. The mind control center is to the northeast.
Northeast.
North.
This is very complicated
east.
Because you have to...
The mind control center is to the east.
Yeah, east. And I'm moving to the east.
Zero.
And I'll blow up the mind control center soon. It's going very fast. Come on now. Yay.
Wow, you are doing very well. Seems like it was water under the mines. Swim across to the chest now.
Water? I'll just kill those guards.
Bulletproof remote mental combat laser gun. Of a tall guard 2. Of a tall guard 1. Of a tall guard 12 feet. Water, 1 feet.
Alright, now it doesn't say minefield anymore, it says
water, 1 feet.
So I'm gonna jump into the water and I'm gonna swim to the chest. And when you swim, it's kind of different because you use the space bar to swim north and shift and space bar to swim south. So we swim south and the left and right arrow keys to swim west and east, respectively. So I'll go back, I'm one step backwards because the water is to my south and I'll fall down to the water. Yes, and I am in the water. So I want to know where the chest is because I need to get the key to the vault from it.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast.
Okay, this takes a while. I'm gonna swim to the east. I'm swimming really fast to come somewhere. And this is very complicated because I have to swim for like 5 minutes. It at least feels like it. I'm gonna continue swim east. Yes, swimming faster. I'm gonna get tired in my hand to press the right arrow keys rapidly. And I'll check down.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is on the...
More to the east, thank you. You are so kind, my dear audience. Oh, the audience is my equipment. Still swimming to the right. There we go. And as well, when I'm swimming, I can check my depth. Because when I am more than, I think it's 10 or 5 feet under the water, the guards can't see me. So if I press D now, I'll check how deep in the water I am.
11 feet.
11 feet.
Lunar War, take note that the supply room has been destroyed.
Right, now the supply room is full of health packs again, and now I can tell you about the supply room while I'm swimming. The supply room is designed for health, but I don't need to go to it because I have unlimited health. But you will need to go to it when you play the game because you don't have the cheat codes. Sorry. That was some time, but... The supply room restocks occasionally, and then it is full of health packs. And if you get a health pack, you of course get more health. Let's see where the
chest is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest.
Oh, southwest! I've swum too far to the east. I don't like this. This part of the game is kind of hard because you have to swim so far. Here we go then.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest.
Swimming on, then here we go. Yes. Come on.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest.
Southwest still. Swimming on. Yeah.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast.
Oh, southeast. East again, then.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast, the chest is to the south.
So I'm gonna use shift and the space bar. Swim to the south. And I'm swimming south now, and you can hear I press the space bar. I don't press it so hard though. I will, when I come up to the, from the land again, you will hear that because you will hear. Because he's been under the water for a long time. Swimming on to the south. I don't like swimming because it's kind of... It takes a while. Come on. I like this. I like those water sounds. They are relaxing. And with the music in the background. I think Kelis Persia did an excellent job with the music. And of course, Moonawar, you did an excellent job with the programming as well. I mean, I've been a beta tester for this game and it has taken... more than, well, at least 5 or 6 months to create the 4.0 version from the 3.0 version. And I must say, you've done a great job, a really, really great job. I really like this game. Yeah, finally, a I think the chest must be behind me or something.
The patrol car 10 no, feet.
Off.
The patrol car. The patrol. The patrol. Nothing. The patrol car.
Where's the chest?
The vault is to the northeast. The chest is to the southeast.
Uh-huh.
The vault is to the northeast. The chest is to the south. The control
south.
Panel is
all right.
Nice job. Now, get back to the vault. The authorization card should be there.
I don't have time to fight off those patrol guards. So I'm going back into the water, and I'm swimming. I'm using the down arrow key to get more depth. I am
30 feet
under, so that's the maximum. Sorry. And where's the vault?
The vault is to the northeast. The control panel is to the northeast.
Northeast. I'm going to swim to the east then. And in the vault, something unexpected will happen. Of course, not unexpected for me because I've played the game, but something unexpected for the player will happen. You've got to fight Brutus, James Brutus, and he is the boss for the game. And you have to fight him more than one time, so you don't die. I'm swimming here, and where's the wall now then? The vault.
The vault is to the northeast.
Northeast still? Yes. I must say that I think the water area is a bit too big because, I mean, it's fun to swim, but it takes a bit too long.
The vault is to the northeast.
I must say that. I mean, you get tired of just pressing the arrow key so rapidly. So, where am I?
The vault is to the northeast.
Northeast still. Great, I'm still swimming here. I've at least got the chest. Or the key to the vault, I mean. Where is the vault then?
The vault is to the northwest.
Northwest. Let's swim back then. I'm pressing the left arrow key really fast.
The vault is to the northeast. The vault is to the northeast.
Here we go.
The vault is to the north.
The vault's north. I'm swimming north. And when I reach the vault, I'll hear a teleport sound because I'll teleport to the boss. I'm pressing the space bar to swim north, as I told you. Yeah, you press the space bar to swim north and the shift and space bar to swim south. The left and the right arrow key to swim west and east, and the up and down arrow key to increase or decrease your depth. I must have reached the vault soon. Yeah. Alright, it's time for fighting!
Bloody fool! Intruder! I shall get rid of all the stars immediately!
Ah, so you think so? Let's just see whose gun is better.
What? That appears to be Brutus. Too bad you'll have to fight him.
I know I will have to.
Command laser gun.
He runs around. No, please. Don't. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna help. Come on, run away then, I'm killing you. Oh, where is he? Oh, I'm gonna run away from him. It was love guard.
Moonamore! Run!
Away. Where is he? Just wait, I'll get you! I certainly will get you! Come on, yeah.
Well, you got me this time, but I'll be back, I swear. And then you're gonna pay for this.
Yeah, you think so, yeah.
I believe I have placed you where you belong, Brutus. Good. Take care of him. Back to the vault.
And I've teleported away from the boss. And I'm on normal ground again. And I think I'll press escape here. Yeah, really.
Use the up and down or left and right arrow keys to move through the menu and press enter to select an option. Resume game.
Yeah, well, that is all I'm going to demonstrate. You'll have to buy the game to be able to play anymore. Yes, about buying the game. The game costs $25, and to buy it, you go to www.bpcprograms.com. And I must say that is a very, very good game. I really like it. And yeah, maybe you think this is a bit easy, for example, the Brutus fight, but remember, I was playing on easy. You can't imagine how it feels to be facing Brutus on impossible. Oh my god, that's a real pain. I've tried it, but I didn't come too far. I will say thank you for listening, and I hope to be back again sometime with another game review. Bye for now.
On behalf of all the Main Menu team, very many thanks for listening this week, and thanks to our contributors, of course. Until next time, bye for now.